shunt of your boy, Renetti!
Guess who's back? Back again. Redacted's back with
Shanta.
What's happening?
Scanum.
What you been up to?
Not much. Pretty much, like, it's been a heat wave in the UK, so I've just been pretty much sweating my bollocks off, as per usual.
Same.
Oh, God.
Shit's so fucked up.
Sweat. As Sean Connery was saying, my bollocks is so sweaty.
Did you say that?
Sweaty bollocks, yes. Fair enough. He was rushing anyway, it was a really bad time.
Like when he was what, Russian?
Yeah, he was like in between like James Bond and actual acting work.
So he was just doing that shit at home?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, my borscht. Yeah, it's like Sean Connery doing the Russian accent is the only impression of a Sean Connery can actually do.
So, yeah.
It's pretty fucked. Yeah, but other than that, you know, what's going on? What's the dumb shit? What's been popping off in the world of entertainment?
I read this thing now. I read this thing the other day about FIFA warning broadcasters about focusing on women.
As in their lady bits.
Well, just generally, like, sometimes, well, a lot of the times, like, I find, especially during, like, the World Cup.
Or the Lady World Cup.
No, like, men's.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when they go for crowd reaction shots, like, they always find a hot female in the crowd.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to find the ugly female in the crowd that would put you off your TV.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
It is the point.
You know, it's not the point.
Because people are shallow. People are shallow. That's the only reason why they're focusing on these hot chicks that are in the crowd.
Yeah, but these are not the times. Like, we should be beyond
one
that.
One eye Jesse is going to be at, like, prime time because, like, you know, everyone's feeling, you know, guilty. Because
just do random crowd reactions. Like, it doesn't have to always be the hot Brazilian chick, like, jumping up and down.
It does during bouncing. The
Brazilian
match.
Yeah, but there's dudes there. Like, dudes can be happy too. Like,
they don't make other dudes feel happy when other, like, it's weird. It's like, if you see it, like, just in general, if you see a guy that's happy, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel happier?
No.
If you see a chick happy, and you're a guy, you feel slightly more happier, right?
Maybe.
So, for example, a lady, like, you know, covered head to toe in something like, I don't know, insert, you know, generic team here, and then they're covered head to toe in their flag, and then they score a goal, and they're like, you know, she's really happy, you know, and then, you know, you in turn get happy as well.
Yeah, but you should either be happy or not happy already. Like, you don't need.
Yeah, you should be affected by
your emotions. Yeah, exactly.
You should be externally affected. I get that, but in reality. And this is what it is, you know. Guys are shallow. Women are shallow as well. This is it. Like, and that's the reason why they show these images.
Yeah, but you don't need to promote it.
No, they don't, but they want you to stay focused on the screen so they can sell you more products.
Yeah, but it's the World Cup. You're going to be focused on the screen anyway.
Not really.
Not really.
I mean, especially if you're England fan, you know, post, you know, semi-final. Like, the runners-up match, I reckon, is just going to be dead.
Nah, I think people are still going to be into it. Maybe not as much, because obviously it's not coming home. But
all them people that are singing that song as well, yeah, definitely. But in saying that, you know, 4 years' time, might be England on all our faces, you know what I mean? It might be the case that England are the top runner, they've got a really difficult group, and they're walking through it, and then, you know, I say difficult group because, let's be real, like, their group was just... Like, if they didn't come out of that, don't come home. Yeah, Panama, Tunisia, friggin' Bulgaria. No, not in Bulgaria, Belgium. They were in that group. If England didn't come out either first or second, like, just don't try. And then they had, Colombia, which is a very dirty match, actually.
Yeah.
And then you had, Sweden. That was pretty much a cakewalk, but then Sweden had a sort of weird setup as well. Like, they went up against Switzerland, and it was very relaxed. And then, I don't know. And then, obviously, the result for the semi-final, you know, got an interest in developing sort of World Cup now. You've got Croatia versus France for the gold.
Yeah.
Crazy. If you put money down on Croatia or France, like, at the beginning of the tournament, love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, what else?
Apparently they want to do a Gundam movie. Live action.
See, they kind of do that with Ready Player One, though.
Nah, not really.
No, they had that Gundam sequence.
Yeah, but it's not exactly the same thing, is it?
I don't know.
Like, if you want to say, I have. But if you want to say, like, oh, haven't they done that already? Then wouldn't you say, like, Pacific Rim is more of a Gundam?
I guess. Well, this is the thing. It's like watching the manga is one thing, and watching a live action version of the manga is another. Like, it'd be different. Like, rather than doing Gundam, I reckon they should do another idea using the Gundam official motif, rather than disguise it as a Gundam movie. Because they're never ever going to get it accurate. They're not going to get the characters right. They're, you know what I mean? Like, cause it's the same.
Well, no, they probably. Like, I don't know, but they probably won't do the exact series.
Yeah, because they're afraid.
It'd probably be. Like, it'll probably be similar. So, like, the Gundam in theory rather than Gundam, you know, an exact adaptation.
I don't know. I mean, my whole thing about Gundam is that, obviously, it's all about the pilots and the things that they go through. And when they fight aliens at one point?
Probably. To be honest, I only saw, like, a couple of episodes.
From what I remember, it's just Gundams versus other Gundams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got that sort of thing. But it's like, my main issue with the Gundam thing is the fact that it's strictly only to sell toys. Like, which was obviously the big thing back in the day, and it was around the same time as Transformers.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't think people are buying toys.
I guess, but
so there's no real need for it.
It's known IP, sort of. And, I don't know, like, Transformers was popular. Pacific Rim done okay.
Yeah, second one did okay, definitely.
Why not?
I think it's too little too late. I mean, like, if Gundam Wing was to come back, like, effectively, same thing with the thing I was talking about last week about, you know, the Watchmen. It has to be, like, after the Irons hit. Like, so once Transformers came out, they should have released Gundam.
Yeah, but then no one would have watched it because it would have just been seen as a Transformers ripoff.
But then you can say that about DC versus Marvel. You know what I mean?
Not really, because they're both well-known IP.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Gundam is not as well known as Transformers, so I wouldn't really say it's the same.
Well, Mobile Suit Gundam was sort of like the grown up version of Transformers because it involved real people and all that stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Like, yeah, you've got like elements of what's meant to be compared to what it actually is. Like, I could just imagine them fucking up Mobile Gundam Unit, whatever they fucking call it, and turn it into the next Dragon Ball.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm pretty much guaranteed.
I don't think so. Because they've kind of proven that they can do an approximation of, with Transformers and Pacific Rim. Like, it's not like
Transformers. Like, Pacific Rim, I think, was the nearest thing to a manga / TV / live action version of an event.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Transformers, no way. That was just like, if you watch the actual TV series and then you watch that, garbage.
Yes.
No, person. Like, yeah, that's how I feel. But whereas, like, with Pacific Rim, they took the concept of, say, a large robot.
Yeah.
Put that into a sort of, like, realm of semi... semi-realistic terms and conditions. I say semi because obviously, like, there's no real reason for any human to jump in a robot that size right now. Unless they're sort of like big giant robo lizards coming out of the earth.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's based on a sort of more of a realistic presence. Whereas, like, with Transformers, it's like, oh my god, there's a robot! Oh my god, there's another robot! Oh my god, these robots are fighting each other! Oh my god, these robots want to kill us, but they don't want to kill them, so it's a bit weird. So, like, you know, it's just got way too complicated, way too quickly. That's how I feel, anyway. You know, you've got Decepticons and you've got the Autobots. The Decepticons want to kill humans for some reason. As well as Autobots. None of that was really explained. Whereas in the cartoon...
Yeah, the Autobots, but this is it.
Like, the Autobots and the Decepticons are both exploiting humans in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it be a case of, you know, people want to put the rose-tinted glasses on and look back at that series, both robotic armies are exploiting humanity within the whole series.
Nah. Yeah. Autobots were helping.
We only got it from that one, like, point of view. I'm pretty sure that Soundwave was cool with the guys that he was exploiting.
Soundwave is a Decepticon.
Okay.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, because all we got ever in Transformers is the point of view from the Autobots.
Yeah.
We never got, like, the Decepticons.
We saw their point of view.
No. We just saw the arguments of Megatron versus Starscream.
Yeah.
We never heard anything from, like, you know, the minions and all that stuff. You know, where they stand. What role does humanity have? Do they have to kill all of them? No, not really. What do we want? We want the spark or we want the cube. Let's just get that and go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, Megatron is just going on some form of, like, you know, ego trip. Worst thing about it is that it's always depicted that Megatron's the leader, but I don't really reckon he is. I mean, when he comes back in the movie, so Transformers the movie, and he becomes, what's the other guy? Galvatron.
Yeah.
That's when stuff changes. So it's like, I get it then, because one, he's now like a whole gun. Like, he was a little like cap gun before, now he's like a full-blown bazooka. He's about it. So, I don't know. I get it from that point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else, meh. You know what I mean?
I think it can work.
Yeah, it can, but... I don't know. I don't see it working easy. I mean, I'm still waiting on the adaptation for Space Adventure Cobra.
What?
Have you ever seen that manga?
No.
Imagine Kurt Russell from Big Trouble in Little China with a robotic gun attached to his arm that sort of commanded it at his will in space.
But they're not making that.
They were. That would have been great. Didn't happen. Just saying.
Metal Gear Solid.
TV, movie, series, what?
31 years old. This year.
I mean, like, the first 20 years, though. I'm just being real. I enjoyed the one on the NES, I enjoyed the one on the PlayStation, the remake, even though I've had many other arguments over which one's better, Twin Snakes or Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah.
Sons of Liberty. Snake Eater, I think, after that I fell off.
Yeah.
Because it went to PlayStation only. And then when Phantom Pain came out, I was like, I don't give a fuck about this.
I haven't finished. I started playing Phantom Pain. Mm-hmm. I do like it. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it yet.
You know what it is? It reminds me too much of Red Dead Redemption.
How?
You're riding around on a horse.
you don't have to. You can drive a car if you want.
Yeah, but when you have a horse or a car, you're going to ride the horse.
The car's faster.
Yeah, fair play. Fair play, fair play.
And
yeah.
You can't take your dog on a horse.
Wait, what? It follows, right?
No. No, you can only take one of them out.
Well,
you can switch once you get to your destination, but it just feels weird to me.
See, I haven't got that far in that game. I'd stop there. Because for games like that, I've got Fallout. You know what I mean? Like, companions and all that stuff with the dogs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense. But in regards to...
It makes sense on...
It's Metal Gear. Metal Gear for me is like going through a whole army in silence and breaking all their necks.
Yeah, but you can go through in silence with a dog and break their necks.
Damn it. That's what I'm saying.
He can help you, so he can sniff out the enemy.
Mm-hmm. But is it more of a help or a hindrance?
A help.
Okay, fine. Have you ever played Dead to Rights?
No, that I've seen it. That game where the guy has a dog, yeah?
Yeah. That game's better. I'd say that, like, Rego, because I played that game. Kept my attention. Played it all the way through. Anyway, so 31 years of Metal Gear Solid, and now they've got this thing called Metal Gear Survive. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. That's the main reason why I kind of switched off.
That
customizable characters. Basically, they can't be bothered to make any form of like character development, so they've just basically allowed you to customize your own Solid Snake.
Yeah.
And then run through and do missions together. Just lazy. So yeah, any more dumb shit?
This director. He's trying to build up hype for a Metal Gear Solid film. So, hopefully...
31st year, rather than the 30th year, and the 35th year.
Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
The only significant time that people pay attention to any form of anniversary...
No, any time. No.
Is whether it's a 5 or a 0. If it doesn't have a 5 or a 0, it's out now.
No, if someone's willing to promote it and, try hype it, then people get interested.
Not on the 31st, bro.
Huh?
I don't give a fuck about the 31st friggin' year.
It don't matter. They can do it on the 32nd, the 33rd. No. If they start talking about a Metal Gear film, I'm interested.
Talk about the film, don't talk about the fucking anniversary. And then we're cool. I think. Promote the film. Don't promote the anniversary. You get on my nerves. I'm just being real, man. I mean, because at least with Street Fighter, 25 years of Street Fighter, or 30 years of Street Fighter, or something like that. And they're their anniversary. But who else has an anniversary? Mario has had his anniversary. Sonic has had his anniversary.
Sonic had an anniversary.
Hmm?
Sonic had an anniversary.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying, like. So they've ever had their anniversaries, like, but it's always been three, or it'll be like 30 or, 10 or 20 or 25, 15. You can't really fuck around with the 31st, 32nd, 34th. Fuck off. Nobody cares.
I say you can. Right. If you want to use that to generate hype, then yeah.
Unless the number is in the title. So for example, if you had a film or a game called 22, and it's a 27th year. Only fucking time you could do shit like that.
Nah. Well, no. Suppose he's trying to generate hype now, and he plans for the film to come out on the 35th anniversary.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well then.
Don't promote it on the 32nd.
No, but he's trying to get people interested, so the studio's like, yeah, let's do this now.
Nah, you know what it is, right? This is me being real. Kidiyama, whatever his name is.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, Hiro Kojima has left the studio and they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do with this IP. That's it. It's nothing special. It's not getting so sort of complicated about, oh, he really cares about the product. No, he doesn't. Fuck that guy. Fuck Konami.
It's a bit harsh.
No, it's not.
I just want to see a Metal Gear film.
I know. I played through so much of fucking Metal Gear. It was like a film, bro. So...
Yeah, but you've been playing it over 35 years. Like, condense. Like... Mm-mm. Give me a coherent story. Most, not that I have
Metal
to
Gear
remember.
Has taken 6 months. No, 3 months of my life, tops.
Yeah.
I've been playing that shit for 35 years. I don't care. Can't do it. Can't do it.
No, but you've been ingesting the story for 31 years.
No, I just said before, 20. 20. Mine's only 20. Mine.
Fine, 20. Like, you want something thing. You want something that you can just watch in 2 hours.
No.
Yes. No. I want something I can just watch in 2 hours.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's got their own sort of, like, opinion about the man, but we'll talk. Metal Gear Solid film, 32nd and a half anniversary. Don't give a fuck about it.
It's messed up.
I think because, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Celebrate, you know, the 30th, the 35th, the 40th, whatever. Keep it zeros and fives. That's it. Don't come to me when it's like the 32nd or the 33rd. Just fuck off. Yeah, no offense. It's like people that come up to you and they say, oh, I'm celebrating my oak anniversary.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Who gives a fuck about oak, bruv? It's about diamond, you know, jubilee and friggin' silver jubilee and golden jubilee and... I don't give a fuck about no fucking... Oh. What's it?
What about paper?
Wood? Huh?
What about paper?
When's paper?
I think that's the first one.
Wow, they're taking the piss with people's life, bruv. Yeah, because that's not a good standpoint, isn't it?
No. Why not?
If anything, call it cement, because, you know, you're building in foundations, maybe.
Yeah, but it's too strong.
No, it's too strong. No, what do you mean too strong? It's meant to be strong.
It's the first year, it's too strong. You have to start off with something
go
weaker.
Or go home. These are the rules of life.
Then why not start with diamond, then?
Yeah, because if it gets gradually weaker, then...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Point semi-taken. Alright, so what's the other bits?
JB Smoove is going to be in Spider-Man Far From Home. We don't know what character yet, though.
JB Smoove, he's in Husbands
Curb.
Of Hollywood, right?
I don't know, I haven't seen that.
I think he is.
He's in Curb.
Curb.
Curb Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I think he's the same guy.
His black friend.
Same guy, yeah. Black guy. I don't know, I mean, could be good.
What character do you reckon he's going to be? So we already got Mysterio.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a baddie, this as well.
He doesn't have to. He probably won't. He probably won't, really.
Because I don't see him being Scorpion or, you know, Doc Ock.
I actually could see him being a Scorpion.
No, but the other guy's Scorpion.
Who?
He's got his name. The guy that was in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. The Latino guy.
Yes. Maybe.
I mean, the only thing I can imagine him being is something like the Chameleon, maybe, or who's the other guy. I mean, like, it all depends on how deep they're going to go into the roster of Spider-Man, like, personally.
I don't know, I guess, like, any character that Sony's not planning on doing a solo movie of.
Well, like I said to you, like, earlier, it's like, they're better off just concentrating on the balance. I mean, like, when you have an IP that's, like, you know, able to be manipulated and, you know, structured in whatever life form you could actually, you know, manifest, do that. Don't do something that, you know, you're gonna be making and all of a sudden another studio's going to say, oh, by the way, we're doing this with this character, so you can't do that. It's just long.
No, I don't think they're in that position because any characters Marvel are going to want to use, like,
it's already been pre-booked, sort of thing.
Yeah, like, they're going to have that conversation with Sony. So, Sony can do whatever with any character. It's just not going to be very interesting to anybody. Like, no one's going to give a shit.
They ain't going to give a shit.
No, they're not. They're not. Like, no, Venom, not really that interested.
No. See, this is the whole type thing. I want a Venom film, but I'm not sure how it's going to be. I don't think that the Venom film's going to be...
It looks like shit.
It
I'm gonna say this. It's on record. This date, this time, like, it's gonna be shit.
It's not gonna be shit at all.
It's going to be garbage.
Venom is gonna be okay. It's not gonna be great.
Nah, it's not even gonna be okay. It's not even gonna be okay. It's gonna be the worst film they've put out in a while. It's gonna be hot garbage.
I don't think it's gonna be steaming trash.
It's gonna be steaming trash. Hot, like you could feel the heat coming off it. I could feel the heat coming off it. That's why it's so. That's why this summer's so hot, because you could just feel. You feel the heat.
How many steps away? We're talking like 20 steps. Are we talking in regards to garbage? Is it 20 steps? You can smell it, or is it like 30 steps? You can smell it, or is it like a mile away garbage?
It's a mile away. You could feel the heat on your face. It's just warming the atmosphere. That's why it's so hot right now.
Don't get twisted. It's not sewage plant.
It's close to sewage plant garbage.
Close.
It's close.
It's not a full blown. It's close. You go in your house, you go to an area outside your house, and you realize how fresh the air is. Garbage. It's not that bad.
Nah, it's just like you live near the landfill. And you can feel like, the heat.
Yeah, you can feel the heat from the garbage.
Yeah.
I've got a clear indication.
Just ruining your day.
Just whiffs on your nostrils.
Yeah. Just invading. Invading your nostrils and getting on your skin. Like, you just need to take a shower every time you go outside. It's not harsh. That film's going to be garbage. I don't care if it's got Tom Hardy in it, who I like. Like, that film, it looks like garbage and it smells like garbage. Like, we didn't have this podcast when Batman v Superman came out, because I would have said the same thing then. This is going to be worse than that. This is going
to
be worse.
Like, with the Batman versus Superman, you can't even say that was going to be as bad as it actually was.
Yeah, I could, because the trailers look like garbage.
Yeah, you can say it's going to be, it doesn't look as good as it should be.
Nah, it
looked. Like, if it missed. But you weren't ready for the doomsday and the fucking, you weren't pointless freaking, you know, fights and, you know, the apology from the first film as well.
I was ready, because there were...
I was ready for everything apart from his dad coming back and saying, I always wanted you to be a superhero.
No one could be ready for that, because that's a straight-up lie.
It's a lie, bro.
It's a straight-up lie. Like, I don't know how they had the audacity.
Like, nobody orders, like, a box set or watches the old film before the new film? Like, really? Fuck you, Zack Snyder.
Yeah, so, as I was saying, like, Venom's going to be garbage. Yeah. Venom's going to be garbage.
I don't think it's going to be the only... I don't think it's
going to
be an Oscar winner, but...
Far from that. Like, it's going to be...
It's
going to be Razzie. It's going to be a Razzie winner. No, it's going to be... It's going to be... it's going to be worse than Suicide Squad.
Oh.
It's going to be worse than Suicide Squad.
I don't think it is. I don't think that's possible. Because you're talking about the watershed. It's at least an 18, from what I remember. See, it's like a rated R.
Possibly.
So, it's already better than Suicide Squad. It's not pretending to be anything else than it actually is.
Nah. What? Just because it's of a rating, it's better.
Of course.
No.
You need to have blood, violence, and mayhem in a better film.
But that's not going to make it better. That's not going to make it better.
It will.
I think it's either going to be worse. It's basically going to be in the same ballpark as your Suicide Squad.
I reckon it won't be. It'll be a bench war. If you're talking about action hero films, superhero action hero films, it's going to be a bench war, definitely.
Nah.
It's not going to be in the playoffs. It's not going to be in the season, and it's not going to play on the field. It's literally something there to pay the bills. It's nothing else other than that. It's not to be your favourite film. I'm not expecting Venom to be anybody's favourite film. So, boy.
Nah, it's not even going to be a bench warmer. It's going to be on the level of Suicide Squad, Apocalypse...
That still hurts. When you said it, I was thinking that... No!
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's
nah, at the moment, you know,
you're going to watch it once, and then you're gonna forget about it. You're not gonna.
Let's all right. So in regards to the worst superhero films,
yeah.
Now that we're here, worst superhero films. Who's at the bottom?
Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 because it hurt so bad.
No, that was just disappointing. I reckon Catwoman, Halle Berry.
That doesn't even count. I don't even really count that. But yeah, I guess that is at the bottom. But like, I don't even really. When I think of superhero films, that's like the last film I think.
Okay. So let's build up some rules. So it's got to be something that was anticipated, ultimately disappointing.
No, you can count Catwoman because yeah, like it, in theory, it's a superhero film, but it's just so bad. Like I don't even think about it. Like I just
it's not. It's not okay, like it's. What?
Venom is going to be on the level of.
Let me rephrase that question, rather than bad. What's the most frustrating superhero film? Completely different way. Completely different context.
Spider-Man 3?
You reckon?
Probably. I'm not.
Batman versus Superman. Batman versus Superman waves the flag above all the rest.
Yeah, but
at least in Spider-Man 3, you already heard about the problems with the studio and all this shit. With this one, it was like, this is going to be so perfect, this is so great.
No, but I saw the trailers.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I saw the trailers, so I wasn't expecting it to be amazing.
And I wasn't expecting it to be that either.
It looked like, from the trailers, it looked like garbage.
It did. And it just got worse. How the hell do you manage to have that as your standpoint and get worse?
Yeah, but the film before was...
Actually...
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel wins it. Because it's the one that started them all.
Yeah, but is that the most frustrating, though?
No, after you watch Man of Steel, after watching Batman vs. Superman, yes. Easily.
Why would you watch it after?
This is the genius behind it. Because you're thinking, oh, it's not as bad as this one, is it? You watch the old one again, you realise... Actually, the old one's even worse than this one, but this one should never existed. Ever.
Man of Steel is not worse than BVS.
Plot-wise, no. I'll give you that. Continuity-wise, yes.
What do you mean continuity-wise?
As like, in part of the story. It's the worst one.
How?
Because the dad was basically, you know, dying and said, don't save me. And then in number two, he's like, oh, save me. So now we have to basically wrestle with...
Yeah, but you can't go Superman back and blame the first one for the continuity of the second one.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
The retroacting fit in the earth, which didn't need to be done, considering that they already had superhuman powers. What's the other shit? Oh, yeah, Lex Luthor.
It's not in Man of Steel.
Huh?
He's not in Man of Steel.
That's what I'm saying. Him not being in Man of Steel.
You can't blame that film for that.
Yet knowing so much about him in the second one, to the point he's got fucking diagrams and fucking Instagram accounts on all of the fucking Justice League. And scene. There you go. Let's get on with this. Like, but yeah, so the most frustrating superhero film, I reckon.
You already said Man of Steel.
Nah, Ang Lee. Ang Lee hit a Hulk. For frustration.
Nah. I wouldn't say that. Only because... Like, that film was terrible.
Trash.
That film has just got some atrocious bits in it. But it's not the most frustrating. Like, the most frustrating has to be Spider-Man 3. It's the one that had the most promise. Like, even though, like, I look back and I say, like, you know, I was never really a big fan of Spider-Man 2. Like, it at the time, it looked great.
See, this
but I
thing.
Didn't like the story. Like, I wasn't a fan of that story. Yeah, and, like... Love is fucking him up and like it's making him lose his powers and shit like that. Fuck that noise.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
That did happen. It's stupid. So, like, I even though I'd say that, but, like, it had the most promise. Like, you know, like, those films built up. And you had Venom, which should have been good.
No, Venom was never going to be good. Sam Raimi didn't want
to
do it.
No, he didn't want to do it, but it didn't mean that he... Lizard. Yeah, but... Hmm?
He wanted to do Lizard. Whatever. Which was then done in the first Amazing Spider-Man, and Amazing Spider-Man was a lot better as a result.
Maybe, but, like, that's why it's frustrating, because it should have been better than the second one.
Yeah, but then I could use the same argument in your premise. That Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the most frustrating, because that had all the premise, that had everything else, and that one surely delivered. It delivered like a cat in a carrier bag, bro.
Maybe.
Don't know why I use that reference, that's quite sideways.
Maybe, but like then again it was Sony, and like you kind of adjust your enthusiasm for a Sony film.
You shouldn't
though. You shouldn't have to.
No.
You shouldn't have to.
You can just get out of the habit of doing that. I don't do that anymore. I'm ruthless. I have to be. I can't be dealing with, like, I don't even look at the titles anymore. Like Blumhouse, I can't expect it to be very low budget and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The rest of them, they should be on fucking point. Well, no, I'm pretty sure Blumhouse has money now.
Money. I mean, they must have some money, because they are spending nothing and they're raking in dough, so they got to have some cash.
Next subject, let's move it forward.
Yeah, I guess like we'd have to come back to the most frustrating and the shittiest film at some point. Maybe when Venom comes out, because...
You know, do you reckon it'll be that worth film's us gonna be actually a having dumpster fire. An award, both shunned and redacted, or redacted and shunned, an RNS reward or something like that for the world's or the year's most frustrating film or shittest film. Although I do want to actually now the best film and the worst film of the year. I reckon we should do. I don't want to be known for, like, you know, oh, this is just shit. Like, they only rate shit films and all that stuff. I want it to be good and bad.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's do that.
Why not?
Cool. So we'll be doing that, what, December time?
Yes.
Yeah, so December.
Yeah.
So we'll do an award for the best and the worst films according to Shunned and Redacted at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what's the next one? Speaking of DC movies.
Great.
So apparently that Joaquin Phoenix
Joker
film is happening.
Yeah, I told you.
No, but to be fair, this is not the one that I said is not happening. I think I said both of them is not happening, but the one I think is not going to happen is the Jared Leto one. Jared Leto one is not going to happen.
I don't know.
I don't think that film's happening.
The only reason why I reckon I don't know is because at the moment, like, Marvel are releasing less films, so DC feel that.
Are they though? They're releasing more films.
They're releasing more power hits. Don't get twisted. More power hits, but they're, like, if you compare it to, say, a year.
No, but they've gone from two. They've gone from one film a year to two films a year to three films a year.
No. Because remember, like, I think about the first year, there was like three films that were released.
There was two.
There was Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, and then
that was it.
And
that was it.
No, but four came out by Christmas that year.
No, it didn't.
Was it in January? I know there's been a couple of years where they've been in, like, there's one year where there's released four films.
Nah.
That was like 2 years ago.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
We're doing this right. Okay, fine. If you know which year Marvel released like four or five films or something like that in 1 year, or four or five projects in 1 year.
None.
Nah,
the most they've done is three.
No, because I remember that year where it was like Daredevil, then friggin' Jessica Jones, and then...
You can't count the...
No, but that's what I'm saying in regards to the pace. So it might have been the case that there was a lot of things going on in that year.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but you can't count the TV stuff.
Hmm. Unless it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is technically canon.
You still can't count out. Okay. Yeah, but then so is Jessica Jones meant to be canon.
Yeah. All of it's canon.
Exactly. So you can't count. Yeah, but you can't count those as films.
Actually, I haven't even seen the second season of Jessica Jones. Have you seen the second season of Luke Cage?
Most of it.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting we had this conversation. Most of it doesn't count. It's good.
Anyway, this Joker film, apparently they want to film it in September this year, so it'll be ready for release.
In Yorkshire.
Serious?
I'm joking. I'm just saying it's like that ridiculous.
Yeah, so...
it's going to be set in a Yorkshire pub, and Joker's going to be like a Cornish guy that just had enough of it and he wanted to move out to the big city.
That's not even funny.
Gets his passport to go to Gotham. And gets a stand-up gig.
No interest in this movie. None.
Actually, I'm not interested in Joaquin Phoenix.
No, I don't. I don't. Overrated.
Oof.
Overrated.
Underrated.
Fuck off. How is he underrated? So you see, he's overrated. He's well overrated. It's like, oh yeah, he like, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
or
but you haven't seen She.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I told you about that film.
Yeah, but it's not even, what I'm saying is like, whenever he's attached to something, it's like people getting excited. Why are you getting excited for?
No. The only people that you have a right to sort of like beat up and get excited about a film is people that are excited about Shia LaBeouf film.
No one's excited about no Shia LaBeouf films anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not for a long time.
Especially after this whole He Cannot Divide Us campaign. He's got a lot of like people now.
Fuck that dude, Ben.
Oh, God, Sam.
Fuck that dude. Anyway, this film set to film in September. Todd Phillips is directed. Apparently, Scorsese is not named as an executive producer at the moment. It might have been an oversight in the report, but yeah, when it came up again, his name wasn't on it. So either he's not involved anymore, or it was just an oversight in the report, and they forgot to
maybe they just like had like the wish list of who they wanted to have involved and all that.
No, but apparently one of the producers he always works with is attached.
Okay.
So that's why maybe it's either it's an oversight or he's just not involved.
It's oversight, right?
Probably. What? But like, zero interest in this film. Zero interest in this film. Like, fuck these like solo villain films. Like, who are these for? Like, what is the purpose? Like, who gives a fuck? The only one that makes sense is Suicide Squad, and Suicide Squad doesn't make sense when you don't set up the like these characters in other films, because it's like you can't set up like, oh, it's the bad guys from this who have to do a dirty job because blah 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 and whatever, like when you not set them up as Batman villains or Flash villains or whatever.
I always said this, like Suicide Squad, so they're doing Suicide Squad, they should remember that Green Arrow freaking Superman film would have made more sense. And
that would have made more sense if you'd done Supermax first and then done all like any film. No, actually, that would have been the best, but like any film where you even see them in like your Arkham Asylum or your Black Gates or whatever, and then they're in this new film, because it's like, yeah, through the film they say they're bad guys like 50 times, but you've not seen them do anything bad, not really.
Apart from Will Smith saying, oh, we're some kind of Suicide Squad. That was bad.
Yeah. I mean, that whole film was bad. That whole film was
actually
garbage.
That should be a category, the worst line delivered by the worst actor. That should be one of our categories.
By the worst actor?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Why not just the worst line delivered by anybody?
Nah, but the worst actor. So it's like, it's double context. So we're not sort of like saying it, oh, it's just the worst line ever, because, you know, anybody can have really bad, shitty dialogue.
Yeah.
It's the worst line given to the worst person ever. So it'll be like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but then the worst person ever is more likely to have shitty dialogue.
No, but it's like...
But Bill if you Cosby. Open up to anybody, then it makes...
It's like Bill Cosby being in the film saying, trust me, right now. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Something really bad.
It sounds like you're committing me to a lot of work.
No.
Making me watch a lot of films.
No, well, this is it. Celebration, isn't it? Watch lots of films.
I already watched lots of films.
And if anything, like, if anybody wants us to sort of check out certain sections, whatever, just send us them in and... we'll have a couple bits of criteria for it. It's going to be very, very fanboy. But yeah, the worst film actor saying the worst film dialogue. So basically, you know, double entendres and all that shit, you know. But yeah, what's the next bit of dumb shit?
Black Widow. Black Widow has a director.
It's a Black Widow film.
Yeah, they want to set it pre-Avengers.
They have to,
Yeah. I don't know, like, this film, I feel like they missed the boat on.
So during Iron Man time, you reckon?
Probably, or maybe even before then.
Yeah, set them up. All of the characters that are in the Avengers should have been movied, if that makes sense.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it makes
not
sense.
Necessarily. I don't know. Like, I don't really know how I feel about this film. Like, it doesn't feel necessary at this point.
Yeah, but it's a TV series, so I'd like to see a lot more of Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but you're not
going to
get that on a TV series.
It's not Scarlett Johansson, it's the other one, isn't it?
No, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is Black that Widow. One I keep confusing with? Charlize Theron, that's it.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. They look similar, bro. They're both South African.
Racist.
No, they're both South African. They're both, like, women. White women.
Are they both South African?
Both, yeah. Both hot. Both came out at the same time.
That doesn't make it less racist.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this film's a bit late.
I reckon the film should have come out during a time when, just before Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, so late. So it's late.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's not super late, but it should have come out at that time.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, that's still late. That's still too late.
No, because that's just after freaking Age of Ultron.
Yeah, still late. It should have been...
What, pre-Age of Ultron?
Yeah. It should have been, in between Avengers.
Nah, but from what I understand...
Yeah, but remember that. There was at least like 4 or 5 years in between Avengers and Age of Ultron.
Yeah, but the whole new batch of films are going to be like set in the 80s / 90s, so...
No, one sense. Film is.
No, but now this one, so it's two. It's a prequel. Yeah,
which is going to come out at least a year or two after the other one. So, it's late.
Man.
Late.
I don't know.
Speaking of Black Widow, Jeremy Renner is going to be in the Spawn film.
Oh, is it Hawkeye?
Well, yes, but he's not playing Hawkeye.
Obviously not.
Yeah, okay. Nah, he's going to be Twitch.
Informant.
Is it Informant? No, it was one of the detectives. Remember, there was two detectives. Oh, yeah. I think it was Sam and Twitch.
Sam and Twitch, yeah.
So he's going to play Twitch. Yeah, he's going to play Twitch. Don't know who's going to play Sam yet. Don't know if there's going to be a Sam yet.
Well, this is it, because it's done by Blumhouse. It's meant to be proper weird. It's meant to be like a
slasher. Yeah, I like when I was reading this, I was kind of it kind of made more sense to what you were saying before. Like, apparently he's not going to talk.
Yeah.
Spawn's not going to talk. So if you have like a Jeremy Renner as Twitch, and you have the detectives kind of being the main characters,
where Jeremy Renner and Jamie Foxx are in it.
Yeah.
They don't speak.
Well, no, one of them won't speak. Both of them are Twitch, like, will talk. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how you make that make sense, or how it's, you know, a way to make it work is, like, the detective will talk, because they'll be investigating the cases. Like, you'll see Spawn do his thing, but you'll get the narrative.
Spawn now turns into somebody like Saw.
Nah, not really. Why?
No, because I can imagine him, like, torturing or messing up people, and then, like, you know, these detectives are walking in, and then they're becoming disciples of said Spawn or whatever. Kind of like, you know, they're following him around. And he's also setting up these traps and all that stuff. I mean, like, that's if you're not getting him to speak.
Nah. No, but he can do his thing and not talk.
I doubt it.
Why?
Spawn,
who's he going to talk to?
Some vengeful shit before he lay down the smack.
Yeah, maybe, but he doesn't have to. Like, there's no need for it to, because it's film.
Yeah, is there every need for it?
Not really.
Yeah, because we want to see cool shit.
Yeah, but you can see cool shit. You will be seeing cool shit. Right. It's all going to be cool shit. Fine. No talking.
I just say let them sell the film.
Huh?
I say let them sell the film. Like, it's not going to be the worst superhero film when it comes out.
No, because it's going to be better than Venom.
So when's Spawn set to release?
I don't know, because they're still, apparently they're still casting.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe if they start filming by the end of this year, they can get it down for next year.
Maybe.
Like, late next year. Like, probably, like, October or something like that. October, November release. Which I kind of think will suit them. I don't know off the top of my head, like, if Blumhouse have a time of the year where they usually, you know, drop their films.
About the fall. So, like, about end of August, end of September.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, if they can start filming by the end of this year, like, probably round about that time this year. October, November, then it should be alright. You know, like, similar to the Joker movie, that they planned for a September filming, and the film's going to come out next year, probably about November, I think. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes, but I don't know. I shouldn't even really say it's going to be better than Venom, because I've not, obviously not seen any of it.
Whoa,
but it already sounds like it's better than Venom. But, like,
I reckon all three have the potential to be really bad.
Three?
Yeah. So, the Venom film, the Joker film, and Venom, Joker, what's the third one I was thinking about?
What, Black Widow?
Not Black Widow, the other one.
DC one. The other Joker film.
Yeah, and the Jared Leto Joker.
That's, they're not making that. We don't need to worry. Like, that film is not coming out.
Right.
He's going to be Morbius, which is a film that shouldn't come out. I don't know, man. Like, Sony's on drugs right now.
No. Drugs, you get better. You can get better.
Yeah.
I think
it's
like
gambling. I don't know.
So next piece of dumb shit.
Yeah, Idris is going to be the villain in the... I think he's going to be the villain in the new Fast and Furious spin-off, the Hobbs and Thing film.
Hobbs and what?
You know, Hobbs and Shaw film. What? You don't think Idris can be a compelling villain?
No, I know he can.
Exactly.
He can string a bell and, you know, that goes which I say, I'm just thinking, why waste him in a Fast and Furious spin-off?
Why not?
Because he's a better actor than that.
What, would you prefer to have him in the main Fast and Furious?
Kind of.
Why? Yeah, but exactly. No, but like, if you look at it on paper, yeah, like the original Fast and Furious, like saga or whatever you want to call it, like that's got the B team of actors now. Like the spinoff has The Rock and Jason Statham in it. Like, if you was an actor, which would you rather be in? You rather be playing against The Rock and Jason Statham, or fucking Vin Diesel and his list of cronies, fucking, what's his name, Tyrese, Ludacris, everyone else you don't know who the fuck they are, huh?
Chris Bridges hasn't done anything to anyone.
No, he hasn't, but he has the unfortunate, like, exactly, misfortune exactly to be in that film.
Well, who else was in the third one again? It was like Bow Wow. What happened to Bow Wow?
He's in Tokyo still, isn't it?
Oh, shit. My bad.
He's in Tokyo.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Because I do get.
Yeah, exactly. Right, but look, that's the thing. Who else is in that film?
Jason Statham, The Rock.
Vin Diesel. Oh, yeah. What's her face? Rodriguez.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez.
Vin Diesel. Tyrese.
But Ludacris. Michelle Rodriguez doesn't really count because... like,
she drives.
No, but I'm just saying, like, as, like, a draw.
Yeah.
He's not really a draw.
Yeah, but who else? Who is on in that film apart from Vin Diesel? Exactly.
I mean, ever since they lost Paul Walker, yeah, it's been a harder question to answer.
Even if he was in it, to be fair, like, no disrespect, RIP and everything, like.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Even if he was, alive, what film would you rather be in?
Yeah, I reckon Paul Walker would have gone. It's good that this thing was happening, though. It's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, you want people to work together, and, you know, in the long-term scheme of things. But, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of bad.
For who?
For the series. Like, the Fate and Furious is officially now the last one.
Man, are they still planning up to 10, innit?
Up to
10. Yeah.
Why?
So this has got two more. I don't know. He just decided to announce it one day. He's like, yeah, we're going to... I think it was after 7. He was like, yeah, we're going to 10. It's like, what? You want to do 3 more of these?
Then,
plus spin-offs. Like, bruv.
No, but then, why did that 7? It's like Paul Walker must have died, so he must have, like, come to some form of, like, realization in his head that this is a bad idea.
No, but he died before he made the announcement.
Sort of like post-homeless.
Yeah.
Oh. Eh. I don't know. I think it's a bad idea. I mean, like, to be fair, excuse the pun, but Fast and Furious is a one-trick pony sort of thing.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. And...
Well, you can't really say that.
I can.
Not really, because it already kind of remade itself into a more of an action film rather than just a film about cars.
Back in the day when there was only two...
Like, there's no racing in it now. Hmm. Like, there's... They used to at least throw in, like, one car race. Like, because that's what it was based off. It was based on, like, racing. Like, now, there's none of that. It's all, like, working for the CIA, jumping out of fucking buildings in cars and shit.
The worst thing about it is that back in the day, I used to like Gone in 60 Seconds more than Fast and Furious.
Yeah, because it's better.
I liked the two, because it's a better film. But they didn't do anything with Gone in 60 Seconds, and I was just like left with like.
Yeah, but you couldn't really.
Fast and Furious.
You couldn't do a Gone in 60 Seconds 2.
Yeah, you could have.
Nah. Well, you probably could have, but.
More so than freaking Too Fast, Too Furious. That shit didn't make no bit of sense.
Yes, it did.
Whatever. The whole cast had changed, apart from Paul Walker.
Yeah, he had people to arrest. Drugs, I think.
I can buy this. And then number three, my man get killed. Who gets killed? The Chinese guy.
Han. Like,
and he's not technically dead in the new ones, right?
No. But, like, that's what I would like to ask somebody. Like, I don't know. I've not seen... I don't know. Maybe I should look for it, like, to see if there's an interview where they ask that question, like, what the fuck? Like, what, at what point did you decide to fuck up the timeline? Like, you killed Han, and then you decided to go back, like, back in time to before Han was dead?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because, like, you would assume that the one in Tokyo is officially the last one
in the whole series. It is, apart from 7 and 8. So, like, it's 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Kind of like a dyslexic. that's too much. Alright, so is there any more dumb shit?
Yeah, a couple more bits.
Alright, let's do it.
So, yeah, so what are you saying about Idris in this film? Good? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, he's now out of the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
He needs an action game.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, but it's not like... A Fast and the Furious isn't a replacement for a Marvel film. Only because... Like, yes, it has the possibility to make as much money, but him being the villain... You know, it's not going to be a recurring role unless he does a show and ends up on the team.
But that's how they always do. They just become a group of villains.
That is true, actually, because, like, The Rock was a villain. Well, not a villain, but he was against them and now he's on the team. And then Shaw was against them and now they're on the team. Like, maybe, like, they can just make a super team with everyone that they were against. And then Idris will be next, so there'll be 3 people on that team. And then maybe in Fast and Furious 10, like, there'll be like a rift and it'd be like all the original
baddies versus all the original goodies.
Yeah.
The original baddies, actually, the goodies this time around. That's fucked.
Yeah. Neil Blomkamp is doing a Robocop.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Robocop Returns.
Is that what it's called? I don't like that title.
Yeah. That's the only thing that kind of soured it for me. So the guy that's doing Chappie and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I was thinking...
Wait, it's a sequel to the original Robocop, right? It's not a sequel to the remake.
Sequel to the remake.
Are you sure?
Well, the guy's name's Murphy.
So is the original one.
Well, it depends. If it's Robocop Returns and then Robocop Returns 2 and then Robocop Returns 3... Yeah.
Now,
I reckon it's a reboot
in
itself.
I don't think so.
Because it went up to, what, 4?
Maybe.
Robocop 3 is when he gets the jetpack. It's weird.
I don't know. But yeah, he's doing it.
I don't know. I like Chappie. I like District 9.
Yeah.
And I liked Elysium.
Yeah.
So, it's in good hands. But Robocop, it desires... I mean, for me, as a film watcher, watching the original, there's so many things I loved about the first one.
Yeah.
So the excessive amount of violence that the malfunctioning robots had... You know, the character that was Murphy.
I think it is a sequel to the original ones, because I think I heard that Peter Weller might come back.
Yeah, I heard about this as well. But then it's usually just one of those sort of, like, head-nodding cameos where it's like, ah, the guy will probably come in and the guy will be, like, putting on the robotics, the new Robocop, he'll be like, I'll buy that for $1 or something, you know, or stay out of trouble, or, you know, he just walk by and say some shit.
Yeah.
Now, that's what we'll get. We won't get Robocop, old Robocop. Although, I reckon
old man Robocop.
Old man Robocop. See, it just rolls off the tongue, right? That right there, that's all you fucking need. All you fucking need. old man RoboCop. And he put him in like some form of Thunderdome, like in fucking Mad Max and shit. And he's just old and shit, and he's like malfunctioning, his shit's rusty, and he's just firing off guns. Brilliant. Brilliant. Make it. Make it now.
Yeah.
Make it now.
Yeah.
Old man RoboCop. Mm. We're not going to get old man Logan. Old man RoboCop will be fine.
Yeah. Mm. They did old man Logan, sort of.
No. Done Logan.
Yeah, so Why the Last Man has a cast.
What?
Why the Last Man.
Why?
Yeah.
As in the letter Y.
Yeah.
Why is that familiar?
Because it was an awesome comic by Brian K. Vaughan.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about basically like just one day all the men are dead.
Okay.
Except Yorick.
Okay.
And his male pet monkey Ampersand.
So every male creature dies.
Yes.
So the guy has some fuck monkeys.
Wait, what?
He has some fuck monkeys.
No. Why would he? There's the whole planet of women. Why? It's not like he's the only man.
No, but you're saying it's him and his monkey.
Yeah.
So, where the monkey bitches at?
Well, they're probably around. In the zoo? In the jungle?
Monkeys,
like, why?
There's so much fucking to do, that's why. It's just a lot.
Yeah, but... what?
It's a lot, bro. It's a lot of work. Just saying. Anyway, carry on. Because
it
was only that guy and his monkey, the
whole was
fucked anyway, so.
Right.
How did he go and survive?
With difficulty. Like, he has to, because there's no men, like, he has to travel incognito, like, people are after him, like, women want to fuck him, or kill him. Yeah, basically. They want to fuck him or kill him. Like, shit gets peak. Like, even his own sister tries to kill him, I think I remember. Yorick's the main character. He's going to be...
Ironically, isn't he the guy that dies in Hamlet? Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him well.
Yes. Barry Keoghan... Kiko Han or whatever. He was in Dunkirk and Killing of the Sacred Deer.
Okay.
He's going to be playing Yorick. I don't really know that much about him. Diane Lane is going to be playing his mum, who is, I think she was a senator, but because she was the highest ranking female in government, she's now the president.
Okay, so I like it.
Yeah. Imogen Poots is playing his sister Hero.
Okay.
She was an ambulance driver or like paramedic, whatever. But then after, I don't know what you want to call it, like the event or whatever. She ends up in this group called the Amazons, who. Like, they cut off one of their breasts and, I don't know, run around doing shit.
Yeah.
After they try and kill him.
So, the one titty can be?
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, it sounds good. It's being made by FX. It hasn't officially...
Oh, it's a TV series?
Yeah, TV series. It hasn't got officially got
a working film.
No, because it's too much for film. It's too much for film. It's just a lot for film. Like it makes sense for, you know, something episodic a la Walking Dead, but better.
This is it. Walking Dead's coming to its natural end.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure what it is.
But yeah, it's not AMC, it's FX. But yeah, like I say, it's not officially got a full season yet, so I guess they're working on the pilot. But to me, no brainer. Like, make it. Make the shit out of it. And let me watch it. To be fair, I haven't finished reading the whole, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, funnily enough, I borrowed it to my mom, and she hasn't given it back yet, so I haven't finished.
That's messed up. So your mom's stealing your comics?
Basically, yeah.
Nothing is safe.
Of course not. Of course nothing's safe. It's like, yeah, like I started reading it, I was like, yeah, like, I don't know, I thought my mom would like it, and she did, but she ain't giving it back yet. So, yeah, I need to wrestle that off her and then finish reading it. But it's good. There's loads of cool characters in it. Like, Yorick is looking for his girlfriend. But she was in Australia when it happened.
Oh.
So, that's going to be a task in itself.
So, he's like... Remember when you said that, you know, if I was the last man on Earth?
Yeah.
You won't fuck me?
Yeah.
What are you saying now?
Well, it's his girlfriend, so she would fuck him already.
She's probably in love... the guy that, you know, treated her
well. He might have treated her well.
No, all because he's the last man on Earth doesn't mean that he was a catch.
No, but she was his girlfriend before he was the last man on Earth.
Yeah, but she left him, right?
No, she was just in Australia. She didn't leave him and go to Australia.
Why did she just go to Australia?
Because people like to travel and see shit. Maybe she was there for work or whatever. I can't remember.
Maybe she's over there trying to get some things.
Maybe. But we don't know that.
Well, we know that she never got
anything. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, yeah, there's loads of cool characters in it. There's Agent 435, I think. Mm-hmm. Something like that, anyway. And if I remember correctly, the president, his mum, mm-hmm. may have sent her to look after him.
Okay.
He's also traveling with this scientist as well. Who's trying to figure out how comes he didn't die.
Money! There you go.
What? What do you mean money?
Your mum's the president. Money. Bro.
She wasn't the president before the money. Men died.
Exactly. She was the senator. Money. That's the reason why I didn't.
No. Die. No.
Money and blue balls.
He's
girlfriend left
just him. A dude with a monkey. Like, he doesn't have money.
Why does he have a monkey?
It's a pet.
Who got him that pet?
I can't remember. Somebody.
Terrible.
Anyway, sounds interesting. I'm on board.
Yeah, me as well.
Well,
they don't sound like children and men.
Sound like what?
Children and men in the universe.
Oh.
Or Handmaid's Tale in the
universe. Maybe, but this was first. Mm. Pretty sure this was first.
Actually, Handmaid's Tale was old. That probably came out.
How old?
It's about 10, 20 years old.
So is this book, almost. Yeah, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's the end of the 13th episode, yeah?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or is it the 14th episode?
I don't know.
Or the 12th episode?
No. Actually, it's not 12.
Or is this the episode 100? This is the secret 100th episode. Who knows? Any fucking who. At real dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag redacted.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Sean.
Uh-huh.
At redacted Sean.
Yeah.
Official Wylon.
Official Wylon.
On YouTube.
Mm-hmm. We're on,
what was the Instagram?
Instagram is... Oh God, this is so new. Okay, I'm getting notes. This is the first time I've had notes being passed in. Yeah, so it's Wylon Official. Let's spice up. So the Instagram is Wylon Official.
Yeah.
What we're going to be doing between myself and Shunt is that we're going to be doing little snippets between each other. And also Jermaine and Bradley are going to be getting involved as well. So it's
gonna be let them motherfuckers do some work for a change.
All we do is talk. And, like, the worst thing about it is that we've been... subjugated to a no photo / no photography videography clause. So they only get like copyright to our voices, so we're going to have to get famous off something else. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Anyway, enjoy, and employ. We're available for work. Just hit us up at all those sort of things. Okay, I've started to get very devilish stares from Bradley, so we're just going to wrap this right up.
Catch you later.
Later.